Blog Talk Radio.
With them about what they've been up to since they were on the show last, along with their brand new single, I Love My Mess, which you just heard. This should be a fun show. And unfortunately, my co-host Craig couldn't be here today. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome my friend Jill Ivory to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you? I'm doing good. I have to say, just right off the top, that song is a jam. Oh my gosh!
Oh, thank you.
You know, and that was the first time I've heard it all the way through. First time I've ever hearing it all the way through. See,
I had this thing that
whenever. Whenever an artist releases new music, and I know we're going to have them on the show in the not-too-distant future, I'll buy the song on iTunes. I won't listen to it prior to the guest coming on, so I can have my first reaction of the song when we have the artist actually on the air with us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what was their verdict?
like I said, it is a jam. And as a matter of fact, I will be playing it on Indie Country Radio September 14th.
Thank you. We really, really appreciate that. It's been like a really long time since we've released anything independently like this. So that means so much to us. We're just really trying to get it heard wherever we can.
I know we were talking off air, and I looked this up. The last time you were on the show was January of this year. It doesn't seem that long.
I know. We've been, like, communicating back and forth, like, through Instagram and stuff, but it's not the same as, like, talking. But
I'm pretty sure the last time that we were on, I either had the flu or I was about to come down with the flu.
Yeah.
I was really sick.
I think
so must go on.
I think you were just about to come down with the flu, I think, because best I remember, both of y'all are on, best I remember, so.
Yeah. So,
as we were talking off air, and I mentioned, since that time, a bunch of things have been happening in your personal lives. Kristen got married, and Kaylee is
going
engaged.
I got married in June.
Yes, and I got engaged at the end of March. I'm actually getting married on the end of December.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, same year, we're both getting married.
We always say, we're like, pray for our parents, y'all, because that ain't cheap. The weddings ain't cheap. And we're lucky enough that they're
that.
Fan for it.
Right.
Like,
you know,
two back to back within 6 months.
And I have to address a really freaking awesome video I saw of your wedding mashup dance, Kristen. It was incredible.
You saw that? Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yeah, I choreographed the dance.
She did.
And taught it to everyone like 2 weeks before the wedding. I can't even believe it came together, but we managed to pull it off, I guess.
And my dad's dance moves are the best thing ever. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, our dad's like really musical. He actually is the one who produced Love My Mess, which a lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't. That's his one.
He can't dance.
Fault. He can't dance.
Surprise. Pay for effort. Yeah.
True. But that thing, that was incredible. It was just awesome. I want to talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about I Love My Mess and the spins it's been getting on Spotify and stuff like that.
Well, it actually just got released this last Friday, so it hasn't been out too long. But I know we just got added to a few Spotify playlists today, and we're just trying to get it out there as much as possible. We had a Spotify listening party on Facebook Live yesterday.
That was so fun. I didn't even know how that worked, but we did it anyway.
We were like, is this how you do this?
Every time I see y'all go live on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, I try to pop in for at least a couple of minutes. I try to pop in.
Yeah. We see you. We see you.
With this new release, tell me, what was the, well, what was the, songwriting process like for this new release?
Well, we went in with the title idea with our friends, Kristen Parisi and David Reuter at Big Tent. They're super awesome friends of ours and
yeah.
great writers. And so, Kaylee, I think it was your idea. I came up with
the title idea, and then Kristen had kind of written like a really rough course to kind of start with. And then we went in there, and they just kind of helped us brainstorm more ideas, and just kind of we just all four of us kind of pulled it all together and made it into a song.
Yeah, cause, like the song really defines us. I feel like it's basically about when the honeymoon phase of a relationship ends, and like the guy sees all like your messy qualities because. Me and Kaylee are really clumsy. Like,
yeah.
We weren't the best at sports. And, like,
I'm the worst sports. Like, I am the worst at sports of anybody you've ever met. Every time we were in gym class in, like, elementary school and stuff, people would, like, not be happy if I got put on their team. I got hit in the face with every kind of sports ball you can imagine. I just, yeah. I'm
like,
it's not good.
And, like, it's hard to be a morning person without coffee. I just feel like hopefully people relate to that because that's so how we are.
Well, I actually don't drink coffee, but that particular line was more about like Kristen and everybody else who can relate to that. But
it's basically our mess.
Yeah.
You know,
I think I came up with that idea because I was sick at one point and I was looking a real mess, like no makeup. Probably hadn't washed my hair in a couple days because I was really, really sick and just didn't – I was not my best. And my fiancé or my – I think he was my boyfriend at the time, I think he came home from work and told me I looked pretty or something. And I was like, "Oh, you still love me even though I'm a mess," or something like that. And then I was like, "Ooh, I like that idea."
Song title. Yep.
Yeah, I was like, yes.
You know, isn't that weird how inspiration for songs can come at the weirdest times and the weirdest places?
Oh, yeah. Like, I, like, accidentally eavesdrop on people's conversations all the time. I'm like, oh, they don't even realize they're speaking and
in
weird.
Song titles.
Now, I'm not creative in that aspect, but I can, and this tells you a little something about my creativity, but I can be somewhere watching TV or something and think of a 3-page-long email to send to somebody, but then when I get down to it, I should type the email, I've forgotten 3/4 of it.
That is multitasking. At its finest, though.
That's one thing I don't like is, like, sometimes I always try to get up and, like, write things down, but a lot of, like, ideas will come to me when I'm, like, falling asleep at night. But the problem with that is if you're already, like, half asleep, like, you can't, like, force yourself to wake up and write it down, then you wake up and you're like, dang it, what was that I had last night?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You always got to get up and jot it down.
So, I know y'all said y'all are headed back up to your home state in a couple of weeks. Are there any shows planned up there or anything?
Well, we're playing a private show up there in September, but in October we have a possible show that's could be pretty big, but we're not allowed to say yet.
Because it's not confirmed yet, so we don't want to, like, announce it and then it'd be like, oh, wait, that fell through. So, like, as soon as we get it confirmed, we will tell everybody.
You definitely know who the artist is, though. So we'll just say that.
Yeah.
Awesome. I know all about that. About that not being able to spill secrets until it's actually confirmed. I know all about that.
Yeah,
radio
it's
and,
like we wish we could tell people, but then it's like, well, it's not like 100%, so we can't.
So fingers crossed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Being in radio like I am and getting a guest or whatever, confirmed or whatever, I know exactly how that goes. It's like,
yeah.
It's like I want to so bad to announce this interview or whatever, but it's not confirmed yet, so I'm not going to jinx it.
You've had, like, so many awesome opportunities, though. Especially recently, you've had so many people on here, so that's amazing.
People on, like, social media and stuff recognizing you for your show and everything that you've done. That's so awesome.
And you definitely deserve it.
I'll tell you.
Honestly.
I'll tell you one of the craziest experiences I had. It was at Nashville Universe, okay? I went with my mom and my aunt to the awards. And my aunt struck up a conversation with this girl that was also nominated, which I didn't know at the time that she was nominated. Well, they opened the doors about 5:30-ish or something like that. And we sit down at our table, and she's at the next table, from me. She gets up, walks up to me, and she goes, "This is going to sound weird, but I think I recognize you." I'm like, "Wait, what? What is going on right now?" Turns out that she'd been following on social media for the longest time, and I didn't even realize it. And I try to follow people back as much as I possibly can. So
that's so crazy. That's funny. We got we got recognized one time in a McDonald's, and we got free French fries out of it. So that didn't suck.
It was in Ohio. That was the first show we'd play there. But the one cool thing that happened is, I don't remember when this was, a few months ago, we went to a Song Suffragette show for the first time, and afterwards, we went up to take a picture and meet Kaylee Shore, and we started talking to her for a minute, and she goes, "We've met before, right?" We're like, "No," but, like, she knew us from social media.
Isn't that weird, like, how you feel like you know people, like so well, just based off of social media?
We got a little bit like, "Oh, my gosh," we're like, "Kaylee Shore knows who we are."
Exactly. And I've got my own Kaylee Shore story for you. Back in 2016, I was in the ICU for a little over 2 weeks. I was in intensive care. And and that was right around the time that Felt Like a Girl was getting popular on a Sirius XM the highway, you know. So and that's the song that essentially got me through that time. So I had mentioned to Kaylee on social media about a year after that, telling her the story of what that song still means to me. And back in May, the week of Nashville Universe, I went to a Song Suffragette show and met Kaylee in person and got to tell her the story in person of what that song meant to me.
Oh, that's so
special. Awesome.
Especially at where that song basically began for her, because I mean, the Song Suffragette community, that's such an amazing group of ladies. It's so talent.
Yes.
So much talent.
Right, it really is. And I'm going to be completely and totally honest with y'all. It took everything in me not to just cry my face off when I told her that.
Aww.
It took literally everything I had. And like y'all said, that Song Suffragettes community, heck, the entire Nashville music community is literally one big family at this point.
Yeah, that's what we always say. We're like, we feel like we were meant to be here, and that we have more friends here now than we pretty much ever did back home. It's just everyone is so open, and
I had basically zero friends back home. it was just the way it was. I don't know, kind of grow apart from friends that you had in high school, and then it's like everybody, you live in the same town for forever, and it's like all the same people, and then they all already have all their, like, friend groups that they kind of stick to, so it's hard to make new friends. But then you get here, and everybody's, especially the music community, just everybody's so open and just like, yeah, let's meet new people. Let's make friends. And it's just a lot easier to meet people and just be able to have that kind of community.
It actually will be a year since we moved here.
On Saturday.
On Saturday, yeah. And so, like,
this year
has completely changed our lives.
It feels
that
like we've been here forever already. Like, it doesn't feel like it's only been a year.
I understand. I mean, every time I go to Nashville, which I only live about 3 hours away, but every time I go to Nashville, it's like my second home. I mean, I'm at home in Nashville, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about moving since you have family down here?
I've got family that lives about maybe 10 minutes outside of the city, so I could crash on their couch, but
yeah.
I've thought about it, but not really. So I'd love to do it, but it's not feasible at this point.
Yeah.
But something I wanted to ask, and I'm not sure if we covered this in January last time y'all were on, but whether it's been in the writing room or on stage, what has been your biggest, is this actually my life right now moment?
I feel like if I had to say, it was before we even moved to Nashville. 2 summers ago, summer 2016, we got to open for Scotty McCreery at the Champaign County Fair. Mm-hmm. And we were the opener. So, I mean, obviously when you first come out, like, people just kind of look at you and they're like, we're not here to see you. So, I mean, whatever. But after we got into it, into our set, the moment for me was when we sang the song My Church by Maren Morris. And there was a crowd of, like, 3,000 to 4,000 people, and a bunch of people started singing it back at us. And in that moment, I was just like, whoa, this is what I've wanted
this
my whole
cool.
life. This. Now, the only thing that could have made that better is if it was our own song they were singing the words to, which hopefully will happen one day.
But another thing about that show is we didn't really expect there to be that many people come up to our merch table or, like,
want
to talk to us or give us hugs and talk about stuff and listen to our music. But there was actually a really long line of people. We made a lot of friends and fans at that show.
Some people we still talk to us today, and it's crazy.
But I think, like, here in Nashville, just playing venues that I've never thought we would get to play in the first year moving here, like, we played at the Listening Room. Venues like that I just thought were way above where we would be in a year, being able to play there, it feels so cool.
Or even just, we joined NSAI and going to, like, song publisher events, and a couple weeks ago, actually, we went to song camp for NSAI, and being able to have professional music publishers look at your songs, and they give you feedback, which is amazing. But at the same time, just having them even be like, yeah, like, you could fix this, but just have them saying, this is a good song. And, like, this is what they do for a living, so, like, they must know what they're talking about. Like, just having people like that tell you that, like, you're on the right track, you're doing things that are good, like, it just makes you feel like, okay.
Understood. Like, we feel so understood
by
people.
You feel, like, validated. Like, okay, this is, I'm actually kind of good at this, then. I'm not just, like, doing this for no reason.
You know, and that's how I felt when we had not only Katie Cook on the show, but Radio Disney Country's Betsy Spina.
Yes.
Those two interviews to me were like our validation that we are doing something right in this industry.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Another question I had was let's see. Well, it's not really a question, but I say this all the time on social media, and it's a happened to y'all. I saw it before, where the established stars like a Chelsea Ballerini or like a Lindsay Ayle, somebody like that, reaches out to and encourages the upcoming generation, and I just love that.
Yeah, how long was it ago? Probably about a month or so ago, we did a cover of Lindsay Ayle's Criminal, and she retweeted it and said, like, mm-hmm. nice job, ladies. We were like, oh, my gosh.
Those girls, like, are the ones that we look up to the most, because right now country music is so male-dominated that mm-hmm. just to see mm-hmm. them, like, actually, they're going for it and they're doing it. Like, they're doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is
exactly.
so inspiring for us to see, because it's like, oh, it is possible.
Mm-hmm. Like Lindsay Ayle, Carly Pearce right now is like moving on up, like doing awesome things.
She's killing it.
She's absolutely
killing it. You know,
like they're paving the way for newer artists like us, making these things possible.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, and there is nothing that makes me happier I've been seeing good people succeed.
Because,
absolutely.
I mean, they had to work really hard
happier.
For it.
You know, before I got into the industry through the show, this was my view of the music industry as a whole. You make a record, get signed, boom, instant millionaire, instant fame. That's definitely not how it
yeah.
works at all. That's not how it
no,
works.
No, that's what a lot of people think. I think that's how we used to think of it when we were younger. Like,
you know, the work that goes behind it.
You get a record deal and then you're just immediately famous. But what the people don't realize
exactly.
is that a lot of people have record deals and nobody knows who they are, and they still are, like, working to try
right.
to get where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, like, these days,
yeah, and
it's not even about having a label. The labels want the artists that already have
mm-hmm.
people behind them. And
with social media nowadays, like, they don't want somebody that nobody knows already. They just want, how many followers do you have on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter? Oh, you don't have enough? Sorry, bye.
That reminds me, at Song Camp a few weeks ago, Rick Barker, who was Taylor Swift's old manager, was speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite things that he was telling us is that we don't need permission to be successful. Like, we can do this on our own. We don't need anyone's permission. It is possible. And I just thought that's
cool.
just so true.
It is. I mean, it hasn't happened a ton so far in country music, like with the independent thing, but like Chance the Rapper in the rap industry, like he has no label and he's got one of the most famous people right now. And he's never had
right.
a label backing him. He did it all by himself.
Right. You know, and speaking for this show, we probably interview, like, going back to the lack of females in country music on the radio, we probably interview 95% females and play probably the same amount on our countdown shows before the interviews. So I'm doing everything I can for y'all.
That is amazing.
Because, yeah. I mean, there's nothing against the amazing male artists out there. It's just
right.
there's obviously a very big, like, divide, and they're playing
mm-hmm.
way more of the male stuff than any of the females. So it's like, why can't we have kind of good balance, you know?
Well, another problem is, like, the,
yeah.
most of these radio DJs, they don't get to choose what they play. They're being told
yeah.
where the money is behind, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. You know. And that's what I love about being a independent radio station. Is I
yeah.
can play whatever I want. I mean, it's
yeah.
I can literally play whatever I want on this radio show, and it's perfectly fine. So
I'm glad you picked us.
Absolutely.
Be included.
I have to tell y'all. and I'm being honest here. Y'all have probably two of the best voices in the industry right now.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Every time I...
That's, like, crazy to hear.
Every time I hear y'all sing, it's just like, those voices come out of those girls. Wait, what?
So funny.
But seriously, though,
people think that we're go ahead.
Go ahead.
I feel like people think that we're, like, younger than we actually are, too, because we have, like, baby faces.
Yeah.
So everybody's always like, what?
Just the same way with me. When I first saw y'all on social media, before I even played any of your songs, I went into it expecting, I don't know what I was expecting, but I played Never Been Kissed. First time I played that song, I was like, wow, these girls are great.
Aw, thank you. We really appreciate that.
And you know, I've told y'all this before. If there's ever anything that y'all need from me, whether it's promotion for Love My Mess or any project that y'all are doing, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Well, thank you, and thanks to you. If you ever need anything, because you've been like so generous and giving towards us, and just the fact that you're supporting our music means so much to us. So
absolutely.
If you ever need
any
show promotion.
and I'll be more than happy to play anything that y'all put out.
Oh, thanks. Never Been Kissed actually just got put back up on Spotify. It was actually taken down there for a while
from all of the streaming platforms.
But now it's back up, so we're excited to have some music out.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This interview has just flown by, hasn't it?
I know.
It's been crazy. You know, and I always say this. When you're talking to good friends, it doesn't really feel like an interview.
Nope.
No, yeah.
It's too fun to be an interview.
I agree completely. And I definitely consider y'all two of my favorite people and two of my good friends.
Aw, thank you.
Same to you.
Yeah, you're amazing.
Well, not two people, you know what I mean.
Yeah. He's only one person.
Right.
Do enough for two people.
So, before I let y'all go and kind of wrap things up,
are you there?
Hello?
Hello? You there?
No, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Is there anything else that y'all would like to say before we wrap things up and let y'all get out of here?
Well, first of all, we just want to say thank you so much. We really appreciate you playing Love My Mess, and you're awesome. And also, we're writing a bunch of new music, so we're working to put together an EP and
probably sometime early spring next year, I would say, because we're still working on my wedding in December, so might not be before the end of the year.
But we have a couple
early
surprises.
Next year we're going to try.
We have a couple surprises coming out around Christmas time, too, so
we'll
still be putting a bunch of stuff out. We're excited.
Awesome. Well,
so thank you again for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for doing this, and y'all know that that y'all always have a invitation back to the show anytime. Y'all know that.
thank you. Hopefully, we'll be back.
We
if
will.
Y'all have us, we'll be back. And hopefully we'll get to see you when you come to Nash.
Oh, yeah. Either in September or October. So, but I think I'm going to, let y'all go and let y'all get about your evening. But thank you again for doing this. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right, I'll talk to you later, ladies, okay?
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely ladies of Estelle Ivory. Tomorrow at 5:30 Central, same as today, we have the lovely Miss Madeline Smith joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. Keep listening to Blue Days of Murph. Thank you and goodbye.